find that Avraham Avinu goes to war, he goes to Milchama, save Lot, save his brother's son Lot. Says like this, Vahi Bimei Amrafel Melech Shinar Aryoch Melech Alasar Kedar La'om Melech Elom Tid'al Melech Goyim. They made a milchama with stone Amora Ashinav. Later Kol Eile Chavru Elei Mekasidim Hu Yom HaMelech Shtem Esri Shana. Each one was a servant. Yeah, that, the whole history. Yes, very nice.
Which
Dali. Kitzur, it says like this. Vayikhu ekol rechush dom, yeah? They captured dom. Yeah, they went to war.
What pasuk is that?
Pasuk Yud, it says like this. Ve'emek hasidim be'erot be'erot chemar vayenusim el hasdomim v'amayra. Vayiplu shama. Sdom fell, and the king of Sdom had to run away, and he fell into a pit of tar, right? We got stuck over there. Vanisharim and the rest of the people, Heronasu, they ran away to the mountains. Nope, Sdom is open now. Right? They captured Sdom. So it says in the pasuk, Vayikhu et kol rechush Sdom v'amora, ve'et kol achlam v'yelech. Yeah? They took all the rechush, all the wealth of Sdom, and all the food, and they left. Vayikhu et Lot, ve'et rechusho, ben achi Avram, v'yelchu, and he is sitting in Sdom. Meaning what? That they captured Lot. They captured Lot. There's a very interesting question in this pasuk. If you take a look, it says Vayikhu et Lot ve'et rechusho ben achi Avram. Technically, in Dikduk HaPasuk, it should have said the opposite. Vayikhu et Lot ben achi Avram ve'et rechusho. Vayikhu et Lot. Yeah, they took Lot. Pasuk Yud Bet, right? Perik Yud Dalit. Vayikhu et Lot, ve'et ruchusho, ben achi Avram. Where should be the ben achi Avram? Where should it be written? After Lot, right? The ruchusho was not what? Ben achi Avram. What's the pshat? Vayikhu et Lot, ve'et ruchusho, ben achi Avram vayelechu. Should be separate. Should be all separate. No, I mean to say it shouldn't have been Rechusho and then Ben Achi Avram. It should be Lot, Ben Achi Avram. And they took Lot, who was Ben Achi Avram, and all Rechusho. Vayichu et Lot, Ben Achi Avram. I mean, Lot was Ben Achi Avram, not Rechusho Ben Achi Avram. So this question I saw many people ask. I saw the Torah Tumim ask this question. He has a sefer, the Turkmiyah has a sefer called Tosefet Bracha. He asked this for a question, and then he has pages of rayot, Shekacha Katuv Batorah. He says, he'll show me maybe hundreds of examples. He goes page after page of examples. Kidarko BaKodesh, he had a big bekiut. The Torah Tumim had a tremendous bekiut in Chumash, Tanakh, and Gemarot. So he shows from all over. But this is not a question. Not a question. This is the way the Torah writes. Because they took Lot, Vetruchusho, Ben Achi Avram. So even though it should say Lot, Ben Achi Avram, in the Dikduk it's not a question. The truth is, Rav Gifter has a very nice sefer. Gifter, Hashem Yarich Yamah, we should have Rafua Shleimah. This is a very nice Musar Vart. This is a very nice Alpi Musar. He says, what happened? Originally, it says, Vayikach Lot. Right? Originally, who was Lot? Lot was Ben Achi Avram, right? After Lot went to Sdom, who was Lot? Lot was Lot at Korachusha. He was a different Lot already. Originally, Lot was what?
Ben Achi Avram.
That's who Lot was. When you talk to Lot, you know what you would hear from Lot? My uncle Avram Avinu said like this, my uncle. He was a Ben Torah. Yeah. What happened? Chazal tell us that he went to Sdom. Why did he go to Sdom? Because he was Pidesh, Mi Avram Avinu, right? And then he started becoming the mayor of Sdom, and he started money, and manyana, and manyana, and vaita. What happens? Right? Why did he pick Sdom? Chazal tell us also, because he saw it called Ari Akikor, and it was Ganmashke, it was full of money, right? So now who was Lot, says Rav Gifter, that's pshat. Lot with Korachusha, and Ben Achi Avram was like a second thing, you You wonder who Lot is? It was Lot called Rechusha. That's Lot's second name. First he was called Lot the yeshiva guy, now he's called Lot the businessman. Yes. That gift is says. It's a musr. It's only a musr, huh? Teretz Mima asked the question, but it's an unbelievable question. I'll tell you, the cash is better than the Teretz. Teretz Mima. In Tosefet Bracha. He became money. You know, that's what happens. When you start getting involved with money, you become a different type of person.
Businessman.
Become a businessman. So that's Pshat. First it was Lot. Originally it was what? He took Lot. Who was Lot? Lot was Ben Achi Avram, right? Like it says in the Pasuk in the beginning. Beginning of the Torah says, yeah, the Torah says like this, Vayikach Avram et Sarai Ishto Vet Lot Ben Achi. Originally who was Lot? Lot was called Ben Achiv, his relative. Later on, what was Lot called? Lot was called Lot Karachusha. That was his last name, so to speak. And also, God, he was Ben Achiv Abraham. See? Lot Ben Achiv, but here it says Ben Karachusha, and then it says, okay. This Rabotai is Rav Gifter, but it's only a Drush. I'm asking this question because I hold that this is a very important question. There's a big Yisod that we see in this passage we'll soon get to. Anyways, continue with the next. We'll get back to this soon. We'll continue with the next pasuk. It says like this: Vayavo, vayikhu et Lot. They took Lot. Vayavo a palit. Okay. Who is the palit? Okay. Old Melech Habashan. Why was he called palit? Shiniflat midor amabo. He was saved. Ha palit, the saved one. Vayavo ha palit. The palit comes. What? Why was he saved?
Because he had to give this message.
This message.
Because of this message later.
He tells Avram that he nishba achid. Yeah, what? No. Og was just a person who knew the news. He was a broadcaster. He knew what's going on. He was a tall man. He looked around. He saw what was going on over there. So, like, Avram palit. The palit came. Like, aged Avram ivri. And he went and he told Avram the ivri. Let's go back to come. This is not for now. Vayavo ha-palit. Vayagel Avram ha-ivri. Vahu shochen be'elonim amrei ha-mori, achi ha-shko v'achi ha-ner, v'hem balei brit Avram. Now, the palit comes and he tells Avram, ki nishba'achi. Now my question to you is like this. Why was he called ivri? Why over here does it say vayavo ha-palit, vayagel Avram ha-ivri? Why does that say Avram Ivri? Why over here are we calling him Ivri?
Yeah, it says Rashi.
So Rashi explains. Pshat number one, Shaba Me'evana. So why over here? You want to know Avram is called an Ivri? You know, we spoke about Avram so many times till now. Why over here? Was the Torah feel? Yes.
Maybe when something happens, so
if he just means that he came from a certain country, Shabbat Me'eva Nahar, which means he came from the south, he came from overseas.
Where should it
be? Well, Avram. I don't know. This is Shalom Aleichem. He came. He knocks on the door. Can I speak Avram Ivri? I mean, what happened over here? This is the first time we mention Avram. This is the first time we mention Avram that here the Torah has to teach me Avram Ivri. It's not a question of knowing him. He comes and he tells Avram. So the Torah tells me Avram is called Ivri. Why did the Torah have to teach me here that Avram is called Ivri? Teach it to me somewhere else. What? Slow. Let's wait. So what's happening with Ivri? What is Ivri? Ivri means he comes from Evanar. You know the word translate? If just to explain, Ivri means he comes from overseas. Ba me Evanar.
It's
why are we here?
It's like,
yeah, so what do you want from India? Yeah, what do you want? Let's
go to Chibri Bakara.
I have to have a shiur. I can't. This is not a question and answer of the Gemara. Halacha, we'll have to learn something. Come. Take it. Abraham Ivri. Vayaged l'Avram ha'ivri, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemi, and Rabbanan. Rashi brings down only one pshat why he was called an Ivri. What? He comes from Eva Nahar. The truth is, there's other pshatim in the Medrash why he was called Ivri. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol ha'olam kulo me'ever echad, v'hu me'ever echad. The whole world was on one side, and he was on the other side.
Who said this?
This is Rabbi Yehuda.
I understand.
Still, I didn't answer the question, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
The question, why over here, right? Let me answer. I'm just, this is what it says. Why was he called Ivri? He was called Ivri because Kula Me'ever Echad. Who Me'ever Echad? Reb Nechemya Omer Shehu Mibnei Banav Shal Ever. Yeah? He was from the grandchildren. Mibnei Banav Shal Ever. Shem, Ever, right? So he was a grandson. So Ever is not what, where he came from, but Ever is what?
His
like last name. He was in the he was
grandfather.
Rabbanan Omri, Rabbanan say Shehu Me'ever Hanar. He was what? Me'ever Hanar. The Shehu Mashiach Belashon Ivri. Shehu Mashiach Belashon Ivri. What does that mean? Shehu Mashiach Belashon Ivri. Mashiach Medaber. He speaks. Mashiach. He speaks Belashon Ivri. Speaks Belashon Ivri. He came from Eva Nahar, you hear? Not only that he comes from Eva Nahar, that's what he spoke. No, he spoke Ivri. He spoke Ivri, whatever Ivri is.
Real question, why are you here? Why are you
what's going on here? Over here? Something's wrong over here. Over here, the Palif comes and he tells Eva Nahar. What happened over here? You have to know what language. It's important to know over here what language Avraham Avinu speaks. It's important to know Shehu Me'ever Echad, Vehem Me'ever Sheni. What's the pshat in this medrash? I always have another question for you. Who is the palit? The palit is Oy. Why is he so interested in telling Avraham Avinu that Lot was captured? Because he wants to marry his wife. He wanted to get killed and marry his wife. Why did he think that Avraham Avinu would run to save Lot? Why should he think b'chlal that Avraham Avinu should run to save Lot?
Because he looks like him.
Oh, so we have to speak about this. Listen carefully, yeah? Slow. We have to speak about this. Why would he think that he's going to come and save him? Why should he think he'd come and save him? So there's a very interesting Sipurna. Sipurna explains, why would we think, here, by Aged Lavrama Ivri, Lo Shi Yada Palit, Shi Avram Karov Lelot. It's not because the Palit thought that Avram and Lot were related. Unbelievable Sipurna, yeah? How should you learn that it was his nephew? Says Sipurna, no, nothing to do with that. Lo shi yada palit, shi Avram karov lelot, rak yada shayam machzik b'deot ever kamahu. Yeah? He knew that Lot behaved like Avram, like ever. Meaning, there was a certain, a certain way how ever behaved, right? And the hanagah that they had, and they knew that Lot was part of that, so to speak, part of that chabura. The Meili understood that what? That he would go and save him. Yeah. What? What does he mean? He means like this. Pashuk, we come and we say that they were related, right?
Yeah.
The question is, says the Sipurna, l'chara, this question, why over here does it have to say Ivri? Meaning what? The Sipurna is bothered by the question that we're asking. Why is it important to say over here that the Palit told Avraham Ivri? The answer is because Ivri means what? He came from Ever, or he came from Evanah, whatever it is. Lot behaved the same way. Lot behaved like Avraham, yeah? Rak yada shayam machzik b'deot Ever kamohu. People knew that Lot was a strange guy, yeah? Lot was a strange guy. What was strange about Lot? He behaved like an Ivri. He heard, one second, Lot, who behaves like Ivri got captured. I have an idea. You know what? I'm going to go tell this other Ivri guy, right? When one Spaniel misbehaves, what do you say? You know what? I'll tell another Spaniel. Mustami, he'll care that the Spaniel got a problem, right? Not that they're related. Not to be brothers, sister, uncles, right? That's what it says, Ivri. See, what is the Sipurna doing? The Sipurna is trying to answer, A, why the Palit thought that the father... That Avraham Avinu would be interested in saving life. And also, why is it say Ivri? The answer is, Vayavah Palit, Vayagel Avraham HaIvri. It says a Bedavki here. Because that's why he told it to him. He came and he told him, knowing that he was an Ivri, light was also an Ivri. And Mustama, you're going to want to save light. This is L'chair according to the Sipurna. Abayisai, this is very nice. The problem with this, that my grandfather's Ma'orah in the Sefer, that in the Medrash itself, we see not that way. Meaning the Sipurna is a very nice pshat. The Sipurna is trying to explain a tenets to this question, right? Why over here does it say Ivri? And the answer is, because that's why Avraham went to save him. Or at least that's why the Palit thought that he went to say, let's take a look why he really went. So if you take a look, it says like this. What's the pshat? Ki nishba achiv. What's the pshat? Ki nishba achiv. So it says like this. Shahaya zivi kunin shelo dome. Right? You want to give me the Kitab Amarit, the blue sefer? Was his kavana the palit l'shem shemayim? Says the medrash mem bet chet. Who lo nitkaven l'shem shemayim? That's not what happened. No, that's not what happened. Who lo nitkaven l'shem shemayim? Ela Amar Abraham ze kunyanhu. Avram ze kunyan hu v'achshav ani oimeloi nishba ben achicha hu yotze l'melchama v'nereg v'ani notel esara ishto. Avraham and Lot look very much alike, meaning they were related. So if I come and I tell him that he's ben achiv, listen, like you see, your ben achiv was captured, for sure he'll go out and he'll fight, he'll get killed, and what's going to happen? I can have his wife Sarah. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu chayecha schar p'siyesecha et b'schar. Because he went and walked to Avraham Avinu to tell him that you'll have a lot of years, you hear? Who killed the Moshe Rabbeinu? So he lived all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu's time. So what do we see? Even though it's not L'shem Shemayim, it's enough to what? Hashem to pay back his rush in this world. Okay. But what do you see from this Medrash clearly? What do you see from this Medrash? What do you see from this Medrash? You see clearly from the Medrash that he came to tell him for what reason? Because he knew that he was related to who? Related to?
It has nothing to do with
it. So how could the Sipurna come and go against an open Medrash? That's my grandfather's question. Again, the Medrash, the Sipurna comes to answer the question, Ivri. So he explains, you know, it's Pshat Ivri. Ivri is because Lot behaved like an Ivri, and Avram behaved like an Ivri, so Mestama, they have something to do with each other. And he would care about an Ivri, right? But not that they were related in any way. The Medrash says clearly not that way. The Medrash says clearly that Lot looked like Avram, and that he was Ben Achiv, and therefore what happened? He decided that he's going to tell him like this, he'll run for his brother, for his nephew, and he'll save him. So I have a very positive question. Besides my grandfather's question that the Sipurna is a stira, I don't understand another Nakuda. Why is it important to say that they looked alike? If I come and I tell you that my nephew was captured, and I care about my nephew, I won't care about him only because he looks like me. Well, Avram only cares... What Rabbi says, Avram only cares because of what? Because Zivi Kunin, they look alike. What did Lot think? Oh, you know what? Avram looks just like Lot. The stomach's going to want to save him. Well, what's the pshat? He says like this. Hu lo nitkaven l'shem shemayim, el Omar, Avram ze kunyanu. Meaning what? Avram is like his twin. They're very much alike. So when I come and I tell him that your nephew was captured, for sure he'll go to Melchama. What's that to do with looking alike? Right? You read in the Medrash, right? He looks just like, yeah. Now you're talking. Now you're saying good. But just wait. Before, again, it's not clear yet. We still don't have a clear picture of what's going on. Again, I asked you a few questions. The first question I asked you was, why does it say Lot, Rechusha, and then Ben Achi Avram? The second question I ask you is, why is the Ivri over here? Hey, man, oh, wait, who cares where he comes from? Right? So the Bem is the Sipurna asks this question. And the Sipurna answers, it's no gaya to tell me why he thought that Avram would run for him. The Medrash says not like that. The Medrash says the reason is because he knew he's related. Not, Mamish not like the Sipurna. Sipurna's a Rishi, you're not going to Gemara. Gemara says that you have to keep Shabbat, Lama, Tes, Malachis, Ayin, Sipurna, Lot, Tzarich. I mean, you can have such a thing. I mean, you can have a Sipurna, I'm going to Gemara. It's a problem, right? But either way, the Medrash is also Pella. Let's he told him why, because it was related to him. So it has nothing to do with Ikunin. It has nothing to do with what they look like. That's Baba Shapella. What does that have to do with what they look like? Yeah? Oh, yeah, so say it's the same Pashit, right? Yeah, right.
Midrash Rabba.
He took with him who? Eliezer. He took Eliezer. Why did he take Eliezer? Ayishma Avram Kinishbachiv, Vayaraket Chanichav. Vayaraket Chanichav, Yelide Beito, Shmona Asar Shlosh Meot, Vayiridof Adan. Who? Vayarak means he fastened the belts. Vayarak means he put on the armory. Vayichalek, Vayichalek. Who is Yelide Beito? Yelide Beito, the people of his house. What's Chanichav? So what the Chanichav? Chanachol Ktiv, Zeh Eliezer. Yeah, Shechanachol Mitzvot. Eliezer, because he wanted Mechan, or Eliezer, that he was Mechanich in the Mitzvot. Who Lashon Atchala Knitat Adam, or Leknin Umnot, Shuatid Lamodba. Mechen Lechnoch Lenar. In other words, he wanted Mechanech with him. He was being Mechanich Eliezer with Mitzvot. Rabbi said, what mitzvah are we referring to over here? What exactly? This guy reads Medrash says it. Something happened to Medrash says, right? I'll tell you, there's a very big problem with that. I don't know if it's there, but that's where you got it from.
No.
Okay, I'll tell you your thoughts, and you're very good. So listen carefully. Again, L'chayr over here, when it says that Eliezer was taken, why did he take Eliezer? He took Eliezer because what? L'chancho b'mitzvot. Now, does he mean Eliezer, who he normally was mechanech b'mitzvot? No, he means now. He wants mechanech Eliezer now to do mitzvot. That's what it says. Chanachok, kiv, ze Eliezer shechanchol mitzvot. Oh, so meaning all over, in general, in past. So if it's in past, why did he bring it over here?
No, that's how he took it.
Again, if it means what, in general, Eliezer was the person who is mechanech mitzvot, what's Eliezer called? Give me another name for Eliezer. Eliezer, give me another name for Eliezer. Chanichav, right? That's what it says over here. Vayarak et Chanichav. Who is Chanichav? It's Eliezer, Rashi says. Why? Because Avram used to mechanech him for mitzvot. So why over here? I mean, that's the only time it mentions Eliezer. I mean, what happened? And more than that, yes. Good, that's what you say. But Rashi says a different thing. Rashi says that he took what, Eliezer? Eliezer, that he was mechanechim with mitzvot. Now, it doesn't mean that he was mechanechim all over. It means obviously over here. Which means he took him to be mechanechim with a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we referring to when we say that he took him to be mechanechim in mitzvahs? What mitzvah? What mitzvah are we referring to? To save light. L'chayr, to save light. Okay. Now, let me tell you what the problem with the saving light is. Light, l'chayr, was a guy. Light, l'chayr, was a guy. Let's have Avram also. Do Goyim have a mitzvah of Leisam and Aldam Reyecha?
Do
Goyim have a mitzvah of Leisam and Aldam Reyecha? Now let me explain to you what I'm referring to. Let me explain to you what I'm referring to. L'chura, the reason why Avram went Pashtus is because of Pidyon Shvuyim. Pashtus because of Pidyon Shvuyim. We all know in Halacha, the Ramah brings it down, that in Pidyon Shvuyim, who do you have to save more? Your relatives or your non-relatives? Your relatives. Save your relatives, right? Purush halacha, simiration of duration of gimel, ishan aleph, right? So the mele Avram Avinu al pidyon shvuyim had a halacha to go and save light. So there was a mitzvah involved. So he takes Eliezer lechanchay b'mitzvus. He takes Eliezer lechanchay b'mitzvus. The problem with this is that you have to understand that lechura light was a guy. Lechura light was a guy, and Minchas Chinuch says clearly that goyim don't have the isser of leisam al dam reyecha. You, let's say, are in the street, and you see another Jew fall away, and you look away. What's your halacha? Over Israel, Amod al dam re'echa. Don't stand and watch your brother's blood spill. Watch your brother's blood spill. This is only a Jew to a Jew. A guy has no problem. And you want to know something? The Mekayim this very, very well. Because if a guy would fall in the street, half the guy would look away like nothing happened. You know that in Forest Hills, there's a very famous story. There was a woman that was being killed.
Yeah, rape.
Right here in Forest Hills by the tennis courts. Yeah, some of the rape. Maybe it's not the rape. It's the rape, whatever. She was killed, right? She was stabbed. A famous story. She was knocking on the doors. She was banging on the doors that they should let her in because the guy's running after her. Nobody even bothered calling the police. No one bothered answering the doors. They didn't want to get involved.
Everybody got afraid.
Okay, good. So well, they were kind. They were kind of mitzvah, l'isam al-dam reyacha, that they're not mechuyev in it. They're being zahir and not in the kind of mitzvah of lotam nadam riyacha, and they're not mechuyim. According to the Minchas Chinuch, they're not mechuyim. So they asked the question, Lechura, you have a problem. If Lot was a guy, so there was no Loisam and Aldam Reacha anyway. So why is it that Avraham Avinu goes to a war? He fought a war, you know the war he fought?
Yeah.
He fought a war of nations and kings just to save Lot. Who cares about Lot? It's not a mitzvah. Huh? He went to get back Lot. You know the war he had to fight? Five kings or four kings. He turned everything upside down. What? For which halacha? Because Pinyan Shvuim.
Why couldn't he just take him out?
That's how he had to win the war. He had to win the war, no?
Four kings are standing there. Who take
him out?
Come, take him out.
This is a minchas chinuch and reis sadik vav. Mitzvah reis sadik vav. That a guy doesn't have l'tam. So what's the pshat? So they say over from Rebero. I heard this from Briskerav's son. From Wee Wee Shiva, they said over him. That Rebero had a very nice diuk. A very nice diuk. At the beginning of this week's parsha. If you take a look, originally, it says in the pasuk, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem, Vayelech Ito Lot. Lot went with him. The next pasuk it says, Vayikach Avram, Etzara Yishtav Et Lot Ben Achiv. First it says, Vayelech, that Lot went, and then it says what? Vayikach, he took. One pasuk after another, right? The first pasuk, Vayelech Avram, Vayelech Ito Lot. What does Vayelech mean? That Avram didn't really want to take him. Who really wanted to go? So Chazal tell us, why did Lot want to go?
Money.
He was listening over. He heard. Ooh, this guy Avram. There's a big future for this guy Avram. I sit over here. You know what I'm busy with? I'm busy going to the store for my father and my mother. Right? I have to buy avocados every Shabbat for him. Right? And make the shopping. I go with this guy Avram. I become a rich guy. And that's what Taka happened. The Gam Lalot Holechem Avram. Ooh, he made it. He remained a very rich Lot. Why did he become rich? Only because of
Avram,
right? So this is Vayelech Ito Lot. So why the next pasuk it says Vayikach Avram et Lot? So Meryl used to say a very nice pshat. He said like this: Halach is in Geirut that you push away. When somebody comes for Geirut, you have to push him away. So originally, when Lot wanted to go, Vayelech Ito Lot, Avram pushed him away. And told him what? I'm not taking you. And Lot forced himself. He said, I'm going anyway. Once he went with Avram Avinu anyway, meaning he was mekabel even though he was pushed away,
Avram
took him. But Avram was not what? Avram was mekabel on himself.
He was Ivri.
He was mekabel himself to become a Jew. She says, that's the two pshat. Vayelech Avram, Vayelech Italot. Because Avram didn't want to take him. Then after he already forced himself, he said, Afal Pikein. What's halacha when a ger pushes himself and he says he really wants to become a ger anyway? Then you have to accept him. So that's the Vayikach. Then he took him with him. So Rebel used to say that's the terrace. But Emet, that he was Mekabel Geirut. So then he used to ask the Kasha, but then what happened by Zdom? It says clearly that he went off, he went back. Chazal Asura. Right? Pasuk Yud Gimel. What does it say in Pasuk Yud Gimel? Oh, so he spoke. This is what Rebel tried to prove.
So that's how Palit, he came and he
slowly, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Here we go. Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. You have it there? Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Ayivcha lalot et kol kikar ayarden, vayisa lot mikedem, vayipradu ish mi'alachiv. They separated. Ish mi'alachiv. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that they went away. What happened? He went away. One second. He said, vayet mikedem. He went mikedem. What is mikedem? Nosa me'etzel Avram. Medrash Agada. He siya atzmo mikadmon sholalam. He pushed, he took himself away from Hashem. Amar Ef Shiloh B'Avram V'Lo B'Lahav. I don't want not Abraham and not his God. Not interested. Not for me, the whole business. And he went on his own. So says Rebel, he was Chazer. It says because it was a real Ger. And he makes a chiluk between Ger, that's Mekabel Gerut. The Brisker Rav says that a Ger, there's two types of Ger. There's a Ger Toshav and there's a Ger Emet. What's a Ger Toshav? When a person comes into Eretz Yisrael, a guy who wants to live in Israel and he wants to accept Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the halach is, he has a din of a ger. So the halach is, says the Brisker Rav, that this gerut he can accept and unaccept. And the Brisker Rav in the Sefer, he writes, because since the whole thing is tali on Kabbalah, meaning what? Brisker was a very nice word. It doesn't change the goof. Yeah. Why does a ger toshav have to keep? Because he accepted. Not because he is anything different. He himself is not a ger. He accepted. So once he unaccepts it, he becomes back to being a what? A guy. So Mashenki by light, even though he was parush, it was like a ger that's parush, and once Allah, when a ger goes off, still a ger, it'll make a difference. So he says that's pshat why Avraham Avinu ran after light, pigeon swim. Avraham Avinu, pigeon swim. Pigeon swim. I have a very big problem with this halacha. You listen, you with me? Yeah, again, Rabotai, let's go back a second. We're trying to explain why Avraham Avinu went to save Lot. Why did he go save Lot? He made a whole war, a whole fight, save Lot. Okay. So I'm showing you from Rashi that he took Eliezer. Why did he take Eliezer? L'chancho b'mitzvot. So obviously there was a mitzvah involved. Which mitzvah could be involved with saving Lot? You have to say the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim, right? Save a guy who's shavui. So we ask a question, there's no Pidyon Shvuim by a guy. So we have old parents from Brisker Rav San that he had a din of a Jew because he was a ger. But now that he was Ivri, that they're both mekabel the mitzvot, so now they have a din of Pidyon Shvuim, back and forth. What? Fine. So that's l'chancho b'mitzvot. Rabbi, so let me ask you a question. Are you mechuyev to put yourself in a sakana for Pidyon Shvuim?
No.
Are you mechuyev to put yourself in a sakana
for
Pidyon Shvuim? So let's see the halacha inside. The Pitchei Tshuva in Simen Reish Nun Bet brings down like this. I am b'tshuva d'yad Eliyahu, Simen Mem Gimel. Im mechuyav adam lachnis atzmo b'safek sakanat nefashot kedei latzil chavero. If a person is mechuyev to put himself in safek sakanat nefashot, kedei latzil chavero bevadai, or ena mechuyav. Aval klaponim rashai lasot ken, yem rotzeh memidus chasidus, o mahavat chavero, or ena rishoyer lesaken atzmo. Heshiv, and he answered that Bet Yosef, b'choshem mishpit, simen tav chavav, katav b'shem agot maimin, tzarich lesaken atzmo b'shvil chavero. There is halacha that you have to put yourself in sakana, zeh safek, zeh vadai, this is a safek, and this is a vadai. Yeah? Meaning what? I'm a safek sakana nefashot, but I'm definitely saving him. So the Bet Yosef paskins, when I'm a safek sakana nefashot, and vadai saving him, right? Then it's zeh safek, zeh vadai, and I have to go fight to save the guy. Now, he says like this. Ach yesh lefakfek v'ladun al zeh. Says Pitchei Tshuva, that even though Maran Bet Yosef says like this, it's not so pashut. Why? V'hela, im shneim shavim b'mala, kigon shneim tamid chachamim, o am aretz, u'mikol sheken, im amatzil tamid chacham, anitzal am aretz, eno reshayu lachnis atzmo, v'filu b'safek, v'atzala v'adai. Ach im amatzil, eno tamid chacham, אז מתחילים לסוף, לא, 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 מתחילים לסוף,
כמה שיהיה.
אני פריט, אוה, that's
right. And Lord, is Amaris not
enough? There you go. Nils, I'm asking good? Am I asking good?
Beautiful.
That's good, huh? This Pitchei Tshuva brings down that even the Bet Yosef that says that you mechuyav to put yourself in a sakana to make pidyon shvuyim, that's only when you're an Amaretz who's trying to save a Talmud Chacham. But a Talmud Chacham was trying to save an Amaretz, he's not allowed to put himself what?
In sakana.
No, so I come along and I ask you, my dear Talmidim, what do you do with Avraham Avinu? It's a big
problem. There was even sakana for Avraham Avinu if he's not going to save
me. Slow. Ah! Nah, everything's like that. But Lot was not Pikores. What was Lot doing? Lot was Amaretz. It was Amaretz, Pikores. Huh? Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Maybe
let me show you.
Respondent maybe can answer.
What was so sure that you're going to save? You see, what does the Pitchei Tshuva talk about?
For sure.
Well, you for sure could save, but it's a sakana for you, you might not make it. He'll make it, but you won't make it. How is Avram so sure? Maybe in this case, Lot won't make it either. Maybe Lot will get killed too. That's another machlok. The Mishnah Lamelech. I'm sorry, the Kesef Mishnah. In Hilchot Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, writes clearly that even on a Safek Matzil, even if you're not sure you'll be able to save the guy, you might be able to save him. Not 100% sure, you might. Still, you have to bring yourself in a sakana to save. Comes the Bach, and he's the Dayek from the Rambam, but that's not true. The Bach in Chayesh Nishpit says clearly, Simen Tav Chavav, that if a person is not 100% sure he's going to save the guy, he's not going to put himself in a sakana either. So now we have a second problem. A, how could a safek sakana of a Talmid Chacham to save Lot, that's not la'alacha. Second of all, you don't even have a vade saving Lot. You have only a safek saving Lot.
Yeah, right.
So then we have a question. Mitzad Sheni, what right did Avraham Avinu have to save Lot? You with me? Let's hear again the kasha. Say it again. He wants to hear it again. Bring me a Shulchan Aruch, bring me Kesef Mishnah. I want to see it all inside. Come.
What do?
Lot, the guy saved Lot. What's saving? Who's the guy saved?
More than his wife. Why did he lie to assume that he is my sister?
That's right. That's right. Because of sakana and danger and everything he meant. So who's Lot? What's Lot? Forget about Lot. What could you do? He was the one who had to do it to capture Lot. Right. So what should I do? What's Lot? Yeah,
it's here. What's it?
First of all. Yeah, you're with me? Go ahead, explain the question. Yeah, explain the question. Go. Give me a tour. You have a tour? A tour also. Why is it that what? Why is it that Avraham Avinu puts himself in a sakana to go save Lot? The answer is what? Lichan chob and mitzvah. It's mashma. There was a mitzvah here. From Eliezer taking Eliezer, we see that it was a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Pidyon Shvuyim. So I ask you, Pidyon Shvuyim, Goyim, Beshmeh. Good, Brisket Torah, he was a Jew. Okay. But the Masa, I don't understand. It's not true. Lalach of the whole thing. Read the Pidyon Shvuyim. Go ahead, start. Oh. Are you allowed to put yourself in a sakana for Pidyon Shvuyim? That's the question. Go ahead. No? Rishayi, you hear? Hasidut. Could a person, A, does he have to? And B, now that we maybe not have to, maybe he's not even allowed to. Manusha, first of all, maybe you don't have to. Now that you don't have to, now we can even ask, maybe you're not even allowed to. That's the question. Do you have to or don't? And even if you don't, are you allowed to or you're not even allowed to? Go ahead. Hey, Shiv, what do you answer? Oh. Is that safek? Is that vadai? Meaning when this is safek and this is a vadai, you're mechuyav. You hear? Meaning you maybe might not make it, but he's definitely going to make it. Where he's definitely going to make it, what happens? Continue. Next case.
Hello?
Huh? Who? What? The papet, yeah? Oh, that's only where they're shavim b'mala. They're both butchers. They're both fruit men. They're both shoemakers. If one of them is gadol ador and the other one is pumping gas, garbage man, what happens? Yeah. No. Ayin hey amaretz. No, not you. That's the translation. Yeah? Yeah, no? So I ask you, Kasha, if this is true, and he brings from the Chavad Yair, big poskim, tshuva, so I ask you, if this is true, what right did Avraham Avinu have to what? No, say no. What? Yeah, Chozer b'tshuva.
What?
Says Chozer b'tshuva, but this is a Talmud Chacham Tzadik Gaon. This is Lot. What's Lot? Lot's nobody.
Maybe he will be.
Lot is Barbajo man. What's Lot? Even if he's a Jew, even if he keeps mitzvah. So what's Lot? Avraham Avinu. God what done? Avot. Uyet Talmud Chacham. It doesn't say imi yet Talmud Chacham. It says Achshav. We take a look and we say you wearing green sanitation suit. You wearing black and a green suit.
Party.
Right? You ain't
green.
Right? So we save you.
Maybe to give
Allah is Allah. Why he didn't know that he was Avraham Avinu? He doesn't know. The person to come and say, you know what? Allah is a Talmud Chacham. You have to stand up for him. Yeah, but this person doesn't even know he's a Talmud Chacham, so I won't stand up for him. Allah is Allah. Halacha is halacha! Okay, now. Second of all, that's question number one. Question number two is, let's take a look what that God Maimi. Who's reading next? Eliezer, God Maimi, read. No, let him read. Kesavishni, brings that God Maimi. No, that God Maimi, go ahead.
You already know by heart already.
No?
Oh.
So the Rambam's lashon is, kol ayachol atzil. Whoever could be matzil. Go ahead.
The first
בן תורה למורה, מניין לרואה את חברו שהוא טובע בנער או חיה גורלתו או
לשתי חיים עליו. So do you call your case, you see a guy drowning, that's Pete and Shoy, right?
או שהוא חייב להצילו, תמוד לומר, לא תעמוד אדם ראה.
לא תעמוד אדם ראה. Go ahead.
והמהחנקה,
There's nothing to do with lo tamod. It has to do with what? It has to do with Hashavas Aveda. Who says we learn from the pasuk lo tamod? We should learn out from what? From Hashavas Aveda. Go ahead. You have to do it because I have to spend money. Lo tamod amriya. Go ahead. No, continue. You have to pay him back. Now that I pay money for Pidyon Shvuyim, you have to pay me back. Fine. Okay, good. Oh, let's say this guy has money and he doesn't want to pay, so I'm not mechuyav to pay for my money. Use the guy's money. Tell the guy, listen, you want me to pay? Right? You want me to get Pidyon Shvuyim? Well, give me a bank account number. I'll take out the money from the bank and I'll get it for you. Not from my bank account, from your bank account. If he doesn't have, then you're mechuyav. Go ahead. This is nothing. This is Pidyon Shvuyim. I want it to be put there. And I want to, so I have to use whose money? No? Okay, shh, come on. No, the katav? Oh, shh, this is it. The katav has my money, yeah, right? Yeah, you know, this week we a lot of got my money. It's a lot of, go ahead, no? Oh, even to be machnis atzmo besafek sakana, yeah? Meaning, the question is not that you're vada and he's a safek. The question is, you're also suffering. What happens? So you have an ira? If he's a vadai, and you're a suffix, then the halacha is what? You do it. You look at the bach. Now who's reading the bach? Who's the last guy? Oh, yes, go ahead. Even though the Goit Maimini and the Bet Yosef is right, what that the Gemara is mashma, that is Safik, meaning he's a Safik.
What is Safik? He's your Gedayah.
Safik that he's Gedayah to live.
Vada, the other one is
going to
live.
Say the opposite. Only if you're a Vada. Yeah, go ahead. Only if you're a Vada.
You're going to live or
that's right. How about you going to live? Go ahead. That's what the Baka said. No?
Keep guessing. That's a chance.
What was the last three words? Okay. That's the end, that's the whole thing? Okay, so we have machlokes over here, right? If a person is mechuyav to put himself in a suffix, even if the other guy is a badai, the Bach says that even to put yourself in a sakana, you're not mechuyav. It's yachol atzilo, which means I know that I could get the job done. If I'm going to end up dying from this, not mechuyav, yeah? So my question is, how did Avraham Avinu put himself in a sakana? Okay. A, Lot was Amaret. And B, Bechlal, you don't put yourself in a sakana, according to the Bach. You don't put yourself in a sakana. That's my question.
If whoever Talmud Chacham and whoever Amaret is dying right next to him, and no one around, Talmud Chacham cannot save his life?
No, if the Talmud Chacham is going to die? The question is, could the Talmud Chacham
put himself in a sakana
for another person? The answer is no. But a regular person should put himself in a sakana if he knows that he can save that person.
No, let's say you know for sure. Let's say your connections. But you get.
Does everybody understand the question? Does everybody understand the question? No, you don't see the question? Again, an interesting medrash. Peldika medrash. What happens? It says over here, it says like this. ויארק את חניכף, ילידי ביתו 18,300 איש, וירדוף אדם. He went to Dan. Okay, so it says like this. If you look at the Medrash, the Medrash Rabba brings down that the people with Avraham Avinu didn't want to go with him. They didn't want to go with him. It says like this. No. It says like this. Now you're talking. Listen what it says in the Medrash. Vayishma Avraham nishba achiv. Hadaud echziv otim ozna mishmo adama. Certain people don't hear. What's the question? Why did by Yishma Avraham? I mean, Lot Og told him.
Yeah.
I'm talking. You heard me? Right. So, well, what's the question? Right. So why is that to say Lot Og told him and Avraham heard by Yishma Avraham? He says the answer is a lot of people are told, they don't hear. You could talk to a guy and tell him that there's a guy dying in the street. What? What time is it? What do you say? I said, what? You're hungry? What? You don't hear what the guy is saying. Says the Medrash, that's what it means. Oitim ozno mishmoad damin. A lot of people, when it comes to... It's rather a very nice story. Very nice story. I think it's a beautiful story. Kapishin Serebi, he passed away young. There was a very big dynasty in Hasidus called Kapishin. It was very close to Stalin. Something like Stalin. That type of Hasidus. Very... Litvish Hasidim, you know, not, you know, like Shraim, not that type, but Kapizhin, a very nice Hasidim. The father died, and the son died very young after, and he had a brain, big pop in his brain, an aneurysm. Nebuch. Anyways, they were very fine, very chashav Hasidim, very honorable
Hasidim. So what happened to the dynasty?
Fell apart. It's a shul now in Barton, in Flatbush, in Barton, whatever. The kids said, what happened? This is the end of the mice. So they tell a story that Prince Rebbe once went to a guy in Manhattan, to his office to collect money and stuff. Nope. So the guy sits down there. Rebbe, Kapishin Rebbe, lets him in. Rebbe, what can I do? No problem. It's not a big deal. Tell me. The Rebbe says, wait a second. I just want to tell you more about the people. He starts going on again, and he starts telling him the Rachmanut and this problem and the suffering. Money. So the guy says, Rebbe, you don't have to do this. Just tell me the amount. It's not a big deal. There was a big stock in this guy. He tells the starts again, the same story more. He's mamish. I don't time, you know, listen. In America, time is money, you know. Just give me the amount, I'll give it to you. I have no problem giving stuff. So he tells him, make it out the biggest check you ever made. So he thinks the biggest check was, it was a $500,000, $300,000, $400,000. Fine, no problem. Puts it down. He says, Rebbe, who should I make the check out to? Another Rebbe said to him, yeah, make it out to your brother. You heard the story? Make it out to your brother.
What? Your brother.
This guy gave all the tzedakahs in the world. Yeah? All the tzedakahs in the world. Except when it came to his brother. But that he didn't hear. He didn't even realize that his brother needed stuff. That's pshat. Oitim oznai. A lot of people, you could talk to them. Yeah? They'll hear everything in the world. Talk to them about, let's say, they're a cousin or a brother or somebody who needs tzedakah. They don't hear.
Why is that one? Right?
It's oblivious. It's oblivious. You come, you just...
They don't pay attention.
Let me tell you what you're talking. You're talking from a young and behind people who rather care about their families. Regular people in the streets, right, care more about strangers than they care about their own relatives. You should know that. A regular person in the street, right? You tell him his friend needs a dollar or they'll run for him. Tell him that his brother's dying from probably ever shows up to visit him. Say that's the nature of people. So they never try to wake him up and say he's suffering. He wanted the guy should hear, so he didn't tell him the name. Like this, he listened. Okay, I'll give. Make it out to your brother. You're so blind. This is what it says. Vayishma. Avram heard. A lot of people don't hear. Oitim ozno mishmo adamim. Vayirak et chanichab. What's vayirak et chanichab? Rabbi Yehuda v'rem l'chemya. Rabbi Yehuda omer, hey, choyriku panim kineger Avram. They answered chutzpah to Avram. The people in Avram's house. Avram said, guys, let's go. Talmidim, we're going to fight. You know what they said? What, are you afraid? Are you kidding me? You're going to fight. We're staying home. We're not going anywhere. Fight who? Fight what? Malachim? Are you kidding? We're not going nowhere. Amru, hey, Malachim, v'lo yachlu lamod behem, v'anafi cholim lamod behem. Who's going to be able to win this war? You got to be crazy. You got to be crazy to fight this. Says the Gemara, and Nechemiah Omer, and Nechemiah says, Avraham hoirik panim kinegdan. Avraham spoke back to them. Not that they spoke to Avraham that we ain't going, but Avraham had what to answer them. Avraham said to them, what? Eitzeh, I will go, ve'epol, and I will fall, al kiddush shmo shel makom, kiddush Hashem. Yeah? Oh, so my kasha to you is, ay, 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 what is the Medrash telling us over here? Where is the kiddush Hashem? I thought it was pidyon shvuyim. I know what I'm talking about.
Even if it's Kiddush Hashem, yeah, he's going to fall. How is he going to kill Hashem? The world is going to see the Messiah.
No, he's not ready to die for Kiddush Hashem.
No, because they don't know that Hashem. Avram came and started fighting and never
said. Avram fought back. Now let me tell you what's Pshat. You hear my kasha?
Kiddush Hashem.
He says, Kiddush Hashem. I'm Kiddush Hashem.
What's the question?
What is Kiddush Hashem to save love? We were talking about he's trying to save love. What is Kiddush Hashem to save love? Where is the Kiddush Hashem in saving love? It's Pidyon Shvuyim. Pidyon Shvuyim. Rabbi said the answer is as follows. What are you saying? The halacha is you're not mechuyav to die for Kiddush for Pidyon Shvuyim. My boy, listen to me carefully. You know, you can't make up and say, and Hanami, you don't sell everything for Pidyon Shvuyim. You know that Maram Rutenberg died in jail?
Yeah, they...
You know why? Why did Maram Rutenberg die in jail?
They asked too much money.
They asked for too much money, and he said, you're not allowed to spend too much money.
Yeah?
Yeah. That was the greatness of Maram Rutenberg. The Kehillah wanted to pay to get him out, and he didn't let. Halacha is halacha. How can you leave now? You're in the middle of Mamish. The heart. We're in the heart.
Really?
We went for the operation. We're opening up. We're now in the heart. Right? We're holding it. Then all of a sudden, Kaikov is busy. He has to leave. Imagine a doctor. He's making an operation here. And he cuts and he cuts and he cuts. And he finally gets to the heart. I'm sorry. I'll be back later because I'm busy now. What? Okay. Not you. You're making a heart operation for somebody else.
You are making for somebody else.
Nice one. Okay, so what do we have over here, Rabotai? Kiddush Hashem. What's the Kiddush Hashem? Rabotai, I think the machloket is very simple. They tainted. What did the people at Avram's house tainted? Pidyon Shvuyim, I'm going to say to catch yourself a sakana for. What, are you kidding me? We're going to go fight Malachim and stories. It's Vaday Misa. It's not even a suffix sakana to Pashas. It's Vaday sakana to Pashot. Are you mechuyav to put yourself in Vaday sakana to Pashot for Pidyon Shvuyim?
No.
Because they understood that it was Pidyon Shvuyim. Yes. That's the whole thing of Kiddush Hashem. What did Avram hold? The answer is very simple. Listen carefully. Rabotai, I think there's two ways we can learn over here. One way we learn like he read in the Medrash says. Can't argue with the Medrash says. The Nitziv says, well, he must have got it from the Nitziv. The Nitziv says a very nice duke over here. The Nitziv says, what's the pshat? Remember the original kash I asked you? How come it says Ben Achiv? It says Rechusho, and then it says Ben Achiv. It should say the opposite. So the Siv says, Mari the Kavart. Listen to the Siv. Oh, yeah, the Siv. If you knew how great the Siv was.
Grandson.
No, it's not better. It's just nice. It's the same thing, but nicer. Here. Shane, listen to what it says over here. Listen to what it says. Says the Emek David, and it's the whole pasuk is extra. Who cares? He was sitting in Zdom. We know that Lot was in Zdom. I mean, that's the story. Lot was in Zdom, and they captured him. And why does the pasuk have to say it? Lelamdenu shelotoma delot haya az b'marchem l'chama. First of all, you have to know, says Nitziv, Lot wasn't part of this war. Lot had nothing to do with this war. When you go take captives, usually you take from the soldiers. You take captives. Lot was not part of that, and still v'shavuhu. They still went. They went to Zdom, and they took it. Loi kein el Yosef was b'Zdom. When we come out from Lachu Ato, Avla Gav Shal Hachul Zdom Lavos. If you take a look, it doesn't say that they went to take people from Zdom. It says they took the money from Zdom. They took the food, and then it says they took Lot. What did they take Lot for?
Revenge.
Huh? Prevention of what?
Revenge.
Or revenge on who? Says that it's like this. A murder of fire. It's such the Nitziv was beautiful. You know, the Nitziv used to this. What is the Hamikdav? You know what the Hamikdav is? The Nitziv used to give Chumash Shir before his regular Shir. Like we do, learn Mesil Tisharim. He used to give Chumash Shir. This is his Chumash Shir. He says like this. Bikol makom b'shvil zeh b'yichud halchu l'zdom v'lakhu oto. U'mizeh mevu'ar d'kavanatam hayta l'argiz et Avram. They were out to get Avram. They took Lot because they wanted Avram, you see?
Wow.
That's the pshat. They took Lot and all Rechusho. When it says Ben Achi Avram, it's not to tell me who Lot is. It's to tell me what they took. First of all, they took Lot. They took all his money, and they took Ben Achi Avram. Meaning, that was a separate reason why they took him. They took him because he was Ben Achi Avram. were trying to get back at Avram. Now, why were they trying to get back at Avram? Because Avram was fighting Milchemet Hashem. Avram Avinu is fighting Milchemet Hashem. So Zdaim, so the people who are fighting against Zdaim said, you know what? Let's get back at this Avram. Let's show Avram a lesson. He's making Bali Tshuva. He's spreading Yiddishkeit all over the world. Oh, I'm going to get this Avram Avinu guy. We'll take who? We'll take Lot. So it's not Pshat Lot who was Ben Achi Avram. We don't have to tell me who Lot was. We don't know who Lot was. Vayikru et Lot. They took Lot. They took his money. Why? Because he was Ben Achi Avram. That's why they took him. You see? Mayur de Kavart. That's what the Netziv says. Now, Vayavi Apalit, very good. Vayavi Apalit, comes the Palit, and what does the Palit say? Palit says, Vayoyim Lavrama Ivri. Yeah? Now we have a Teretz, Vayagi Lavrama Ivri. He was telling him because he was also an Ivri. The reason why they took Lot, because he was an Ivri, and that's why I'm coming to tell you, because I'm sure you're going to want to fight the war, not because he's your brother. Like the Sipporna says.
He believes.
Because he's like you. Thing, no? And that's what the Medrash means, Ikunim. They looked alike.
For what?
Meaning they were both, they should both show Hashem in this world. That's the Pshat Ikunim. That's what it means. Doesn't mean that they look the face. Well, ooh, nice nose he got there. Looks just like a Avraham Avinu. Ah! What? You understand?
Yes.
Maybe cold. Yeah, what? A little slower? Yes.
No, so...
Okay, let's just go back again. The Tzid tells me that when they took Lot, you know who they were really going after? They were going after Avraham Avinu. They're trying to hurt Avraham Avinu. Vayikhu et Lot et Rechusho because he was Ben Achi Avraham. That's not who Lot was. We know who Lot was. And that's Vayavah Palit. The Palit comes. I mean, it's not the Tzid, it's we're saying it. Vayavah Palit, Vayaged Avraham Ivri. He's telling him not because of what, like the Sipurna says, because well, he went to save his cousin's nephew. That's what it is. He went to save. That's the whole sugi. The whole parasha is that he went to save his nephew. Says the Sipurna, it means he went to save because he was also an Ivri.
In mitzvah, huh?
Because he behaved like one of the Ivri. Because he behaved also like a Jew in this world. And that's the Pshat in the Medrash. It's not a stira anymore. It's not a contradiction anymore to the Medrash that says because he couldn't, they looked alike. What do you mean they looked alike? It's not because they were mishpacha, that's not what it means.
They looked alike.
Meaning they behaved the same way. He was a copy of Avraham Avinu. Like we find in Zdom. Who behaved like Avraham Avinu? Light, he brings in the Archim, right? He brings all... Light walked around the Hasidish guy in Zdom. Imagine Harlem, the other guy with Peot. That's what Lot looked like. Lot was like a guy in Harlem, yeah?
They show Lot, like Noah with the...
That's what he looked like. All the blacks, and in the middle of all the blacks, they have a light over there who's walking around doing mitzvahs, chesed, well, mshugana. So they took him to get back at Avram. So Avram held the Milchama was what? It wasn't Pidyon Shvuyim. They held the Milchama was Pidyon Shvuyim. So what did they say? Sakanat nefashot, what happened? Who's going to go involved in Sakanat nefashot? But Avram Avinu held that what? The students felt, the students held that it was for light. Light, I'm going to go put myself in sakana for Lot. I'm saying that the Talmidim, all the people he went with a bunch of people, so Chazal said they didn't want to go. Avraham Avinu answered them, I'm ready to die for Kiddush Hashem. So you have nothing to do with sakana and vaday. That's not lacha, Kiddush Hashem. Yeah, what is it? The people were forced to save him. Avram said, you're going anyway. He paid them. He made them crazy. They ended up going because Avram made them go. But they didn't want to go. But Avram said, I'm going anyway, even though it's a sakana. Why? Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Nothing to do with Lot, huh? Because since it was a war against Ivri, it was a war against Avram spreading Hashem in the world. So the Melchama that he fought back was to fight back against Ivri. That's what he was fighting for. So he says, I'm ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. That's what I'm ready to die for. That's the terrorist that Avram is answering him. What's one of them?
Kiddush Hashem.
That's it, Luke.
These things are...
Let me just help him out. The truth out, you want, I'll answer you even better. The Kesef Mishnah brings down in Zman Shmad, in the time that the Goyim are trying to change what the Jews look like, even on Arkin Masani, on a string of what they wear. For example, Jews wear black shoelaces, and the Goyim wear red ones, and the Goyim want you to wear red shoelaces. Kesef Mishnah brings down, but I'm the Kesef, Kesef Mishnah brings down, you go at Kiddush Hashem. This is what happened over here. They were trying to change Ivri. See, they were trying to undo the Ivri. Avraham Avinu said, Arkin Masani, I'm ready to die Kiddush Hashem, even on Ivri. Don't start off with the Ikunim, but what Lot looked like, you see, Ivri. That's the pshat. What? That's the halacha. Because they're trying to, it's not so much the thing, it's they're trying to change the yad, what the Yiddish guy. They're trying to change Yadus. They're trying to change Ovid Hashem, what it's supposed to look like. The minute you touch Avodat Hashem and Yadus, there's a mitzvah of Yarin al Yavor. There's a mitzvah to go to war. That's what he was teaching Eliezer. That's the Chanchim in mitzvahs. He was Mechanchim in this Indian called Kiddush Shem Shemayim. This is what he was Mechanchim.
Hashem could say by himself.
So it's always that way. Any Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Hashem doesn't. Why go to war? Hashem can take care of it by himself. And that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah you should fight for. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. Okay, with this, we're going to answer Mayurdik. You ready? Most of it. There's still more. There's still plenty more.
It's
beautiful, no? That's Emes. You know, the whole thing is, once you hear the whole thing, you see where I'm coming from. You see what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to learn the parsha. Now, with this, I want to answer another kasha. Ready? I'm going to answer another kasha. You with me? You're going to answer another kasha. I don't understand one nekuda. There's one thing I don't understand. If you take a look, it says, Vayishma Avram, ki nishba achiv. Vayishma Avraham, ki nishba achiv. It wasn't achiv. It was ben achiv. Why is it pshat, Vayishma Avram, ki nishba achiv? Either you could come and say that it doesn't mean achiv, achiv does lav dafk, it means ben achiv, it means relative.
Nishba
means he was Chevy, he was taken to captain. Lav dafk. Say it's lav dafk.
He said the same thing about his sister.
Huh?
Achotia.
Well, yeah, same thing with the sister, doesn't it? Achiv means brother.
Lot.
But he wasn't achiv, he was ben achiv, right? So you have to say achiv doesn't mean achiv, it means relative. I think there's a mayridik of the hair here in the whole parsha. There's a mayridik of the whole pshat over here is very deep. Listen carefully. Yes. Good. So that's the simple answer. I'll tell you a different nekuda. Listen what I'll tell you. I'll tell you a different nekuda. When a person does a mitzvah, why should a person do ben adam l'chavero? Because it's a mitzvah? Should a person do ben adam l'chaver because it's a mitzvah? Or a person should do ben adam l'chaver because a person is supposed to be a good person?
Both.
So you say both. Now.
Avodat Hashem.
You say avodat Hashem. You say both. Okay. Do you know that we don't make a bracha before we give tzedakah? Baruch atah Hashem, l'kinecha asher, kitshana mitzvata, v'tzivano al netilat tzedakah. You have such a bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, l'kinecha asher, kitshana mitzvata, v'tzivano la'asot chesed. You have such a bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'chaved Ohavim. Baruch atah Hashem. What do you say? What?
It depends on the
Atid. Good parents.
Because it depends on the other.
That's what the Rashbi answers. Rashbi, the Chavot answers. You know why we don't make such a bracha? Who said the guy's going to take it?
Not in your hands.
Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'chaved Ohavim. I don't want it. What do you want? I don't want it. Don't give me some.
It's a joke.
Yeah. So what's going to happen? He's going to force the guy to become poor. Yeah. He'll rob him. So he should be an ani. So he can be kind of mitzvah. Should be a brach levatala. Why not?
On the face, they count all the money.
They sell over the briskers. They sell over. Kiddush Hashem. How come there's no brach on Kiddush Hashem? By the way, some hold there is. But Asher Kedshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu l'kadesh Hashem Shemayim. So they say because there'll be briskers that the guys will come over to them and say, yeah, I want to zara bow down to Jesus over there, whatever. Chas v'shalom. Baruch atah Hashem Hashem Kedshom Zavet Zivanu Al Kiddush Hashem. And the guys go looking and go, huh? Well, wasn't planning on killing him anyway. Wasn't planning on killing him. Changed his mind. So he's going to go, Brach al-Vatala, kill me. No? Waiting. Hefsek. Kill me, have sick. Wait, too much time. Too much. That's a joke. What's the pshat? You know, everything that's a joke, usually it's a good joke. There's a good pshat. What's the good pshat to it? What the joke is trying to teach you is, It's not telling you. You don't. I mean, what, if somebody else is just going to change his mind the last minute, you're not going to have a. What's supposed to happen? I mean, but he doesn't want the stock. He doesn't want the stock. What are you standing there without
him? He asked him before. Can I give
him? Change his mind. You know, anything which is bedata chayim, anything which is tali in somebody else, there's no mitzvah.
There's no mitzvah. That's
a different answer. That's a different answer. Ein lo shir. Ein lo dvam shein lam shir. One of them is stuck in a meila. Yeshom rim yeshom. Okay. Keep it out of aim, there's no limit, no bracha. Beautiful, very nice.
Anything which the Jew,
if you make a bracha, Rabbi, you lost the point, or because you're supposed
that's
to
what we want to answer. The answer I think also is very simple. You know what the answer is, Rabotai? Once you say, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu, what do you say? What, you're an animal, and if Hashem tells me to behave, I'll behave. Really, I don't want to give, I wouldn't give stock of Hashem kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu because you, okay, you told me to do it, I'm giving stock
of something like
be a mensch, be a mensch, be a person.
What you
would know it anyway. You would know it anyway.
But you don't have the mitzvah. The fact
that's right. But the fact that you're giving it shouldn't be giving it because you were told to give it. The fact that you're giving it is because a person should be. Yes. Yes, that was yourself. That's yourself. A person should want to be a good person. Now, you're going to ask me, where did I get this yisod from?
For what?
I believe it's more of the second than the first. So you could ask me, where did I get this yisod? That a person who does chesed, he shouldn't do chesed because it says it in the Torah, but he should do chesed because a person should be a baal chesed, should be a good person. Sounds very nice, nicely, but where did I get it from? It's a very famous story from the Alta Fastabatka. I heard this from my grandpa 1,000 times, and I said it over already 1,000 times. Unbelievable story. There was a young avrech that was running around Erev Shabbat from store to store to buy food for Shabbat. So the altar sees him running. Yeah. So he says to him, Avrech, Efataratz, where are you running? So the person says, I'm running to go and buy for Shabbat. Kemosh katub b'gmara kiddushin. Like the Gemara Kiddushin says, Rav machrich reishin. Rav would himself, clean the head of the fish, and Rav, even though he had many servants, he did it himself, right? The second parak in Kiddushin. And even though you can send a shliach, mitzvah bo, then mishlucha, the stipler, you know what the stipler used to do for Shabbat?
What?
You walked in Friday afternoon in the stipler's home, what do you think you'd see the stipler doing?
Frying chicken.
You wish he was frying fish. What do you think he was doing?
Learning.
Cleaning? What?
Learning.
He was on the floor doing sponging. You know in Israel they do sponging?
Sponging.
He would clean the floors. He would sit there, mop the floor for Shabbat. Yeah, he was on the floor, cleaning the, rubbing the floors for Shabbat. Yeah?
Before Shabbat.
Before Shabbat. That's what they say. Oh, that's what I heard. The disciple, people went in. I heard this from people who said they went in Friday afternoon and they would find, every Friday afternoon, they would be on the floor cleaning the floors. Yeah?
What is that?
Oh.
She cooked.
So listen what happened. Listen carefully. So did the guy say a good answer or a bad answer? Was Abrech's answer a good answer or a bad answer?
Good answer,
right?
No, but why? The
Slabatka Rosh Hashiva, the altar for Slabatka, the Chatzadik, the Kadosh, the Bracha, screamed at him. Abrech, that's how you answer me? Abrech, that's what you're a bad person. Got very angry at him. What do you say that's so wrong? He says, what are you telling me? That you have to help your wife or your mother, whatever it is, what? Because it says in the Gemara Kedushin, that's the reason to help. If it wouldn't say it in Gemara Kedushin, you wouldn't know that you have to do it anyway. Don't do it because it says it in the Gemara Kedushin. Do it because a person has to be a Ben Adam. A person has to be a person.
So, if you're going to, if you're walking through a place that smells like Chazir, and you say, I want to eat it, and you're not eating it because Hashem says nothing.
Chazir is not Ben Adam Lechavera.
It's not Ben Adam Lechavera.
Chazir is not Ben Adam Lechavera.
It's Mitzvah Ben Adam Lechavera.
No, it's
not good example.
Chazir is not Ben Adam Lechavera.
Cooking fish for Shabbat is Ben Adam Lechavera.
Help your wife.
I'm telling you, the way a person's supposed to behave is he's supposed to be a mensch because you have to be a mensch. Be a mensch. Oh. Now let's go back. Let's go back to the entire sugya. That's true. But now that you're a mensch, you shouldn't be doing it because katuv batorah, and not l'shem yichud, and not brachot, and not asher kitchanu. This is what it is. I have
why
to be.
Why it says then, Gemara?
Why is it saying the Gemara? The Gemara is just telling me that they used to do it.
Even for the big
who taught them? Nobody. They do it on their own. That's what the Gemara is.
Not
Just take the story and listen to it because you're just ruining it. the more questions you ask on the story, the worse you're making it, because the story is gold. It's a brilliant, it's a yisod. It's yisod nora v'nifla. It's yisod nora v'nifla. Okay, now, yes. Okay, so I'm answering you. We are very, very, very weak people. But, once we understand that a person has to do chesed, don't go around saying, I'm a religious Jew and I'm doing chesed. Because you have to be a good person, that's all. To be an Adam, to be a normal person, normal people who do nice things for other people. A person has to be a Ben Adam. I'll give you an example. I'll give you a very simple example. A lot of people, they don't speak Lashon Hara. Why? Katub b'sefer Chafetz Chaim. That's very nice. It's very good. But the ultimate, the le'ela mikol berchata of that hanhaga is, forget about the Chafetz Chaim. What? You're a person. Ben Adam speaks Lashon Hara, another person. There are many people who didn't see one word in Shemirat HaLashon, and they're nizhar in Shemirat HaLashon. You know why? Because they themselves are good people. Anashim Torim. Anashim Torim. Anashim Torim. No, nobody's born perfect. They worked on being good.
It's impossible that a person didn't know.
In other words, Avada the Torah teaches what's called good. But now you have to do it not because Katul Baturah, unless you have a problem that's difficult. Some people have very bad midot. So at least let them do it about Katul Baturah. Here, should a person be anav because the Torah says so, or a person should be be'etzem anav? Should a person come and say, I have to be anav because the Torah says should be anav, or a person should be anav that you're nothing? It should become your nature that you're nothing. A person should be an anav, a nature. Anav should be a nature. Huh? No, 100%. No, if the Torah, now that the Torah tells us that this is what Tov means, man who was created Mikol HaTorah could reach that by from within. Yeah, I'm not saying without the Torah. Yeah, the Goyim, when the Goyim do Chesed, yeah, it's outside. It's not real. I'm not telling you. That's not real because it's not Torah. But once the Torah is not teaching me do Kitzivanu that you should be commanded. Torah wants that to become part of who you are. It should be mahut. That's what you should do. You should be a good person. You should be an ish tov. Now,
that's what Torah told
us. Now listen carefully. Let's go back now. Back now, all the way to the beginning. What was the cheshbon over here with Avraham? What happened over here? I believe there's a big yisod. What was Avraham's midah? Chesed. What's the pshat chesed? What does it mean, chesed? Huh? Chesed means that the person himself was mischased in anashim, right? Meaning Avraham was ohev chesed. He loved chesed. His shleimut was chesed. That was his shleimut.
That's why
to
him everybody was like a
thief. Let's start slower. We're not holding you. His shleimut was chesed. When he had to go fight for Lot, if he wouldn't fight for Lot, what would it be? It would be a stira to the entire shita, the entire Torah that he was teaching. Avraham Avinu, who was chesed, he was teaching chesed in Torah. That's what he was teaching. Yitzhak taught avodah of the Torah. And Yaakov taught the Torah of the Torah, right? What does that mean? Each one was teaching. And not only representing, he was teaching in the world this nekudah. You saw it. Avraham was going around and saying, Rabotai, part of being in this world as a person of under Hashem, under Torah, chesed, redifat chesed. That's what he was teaching. Memela, when Lot was nishba, if Avraham wouldn't go to save Lot, that would be a stira to the avoidus Hashem of Avraham. That would be a complete stira to the avoidus Hashem of Avraham. Memela, he had to go al kiddush Hashem to do this. Avraham had to go because this was his shita. This is what he was teaching.
Is that kiddush Hashem with chesed?
That's what I'm going to explain to you. But he was teaching which part of chesed? Avraham was teaching the chesed, meaning in Torah and Avodah, he was teaching the chesed shabbat. So he was mechuyah, and I'll prove it to you. Why did Avraham Avinu not want to make a brit? It says he had to ask under Eshkol and Mamre to make a brit. Why? Because since I'm teaching chesed to the world, and here I turn around, I'm chovel.
No, before Hashem said.
No. Honor Eshkol Mamre is even after Hashem said to do it. So the Mepharshim say, Berabim Bitzinah. He should do it, but no one should know about it. So Honor Eshkol Mamre told me he should do it, Berabim, that people should know about it. The end of this week's parasha, it says that Avram was, who Yoshe Petach Oel, where was he?
Mamre.
Where was he? He was in Eloni Mamre. Says Rashi, why Mamre? Because who Natan lo Eitzal Amila? He was the one who taught him and told him in Eitzal, go make the Mila. So the Mepharshim go, what? Hashem goes, tells you to make milah. What's your question? What's your question? The what?
Ask advice.
What
are
you asking advice for? You hear? Oh, there's a beautiful pshat from Rav Shachran. Ooh, I can tell it to you over. Very nice. Okay, wait.
What?
I have to start trying to remember if it's in the Avi Ezri. There's something unbelievable. Avrama, it could be in the Avi Ezri. Ready? Let's go further. You hear? Savram Avinu, you hear? You listening? Savram Avinu, you hear? Had to get advice. And the Farshim has advice. Hashem tells you to go make Brit Mili advice. And the Farshim explained, the question was, should he do it where people will hear about it? Or he said, shh, where nobody should know about it. Why? So the Mefarshim explained, because Avraham Avinu's whole shita was to teach people chesed, 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 chesed. And here, he goes and he cuts himself, and he cuts up his children. It's against the whole concept of chesed. People that will say, oh, Avraham, you're a liar. So what happened? Mamela what? No. So Mamela, Mamre told him, do it b'rabim, and that's why Hashem came to Avraham in the Eloi Mamre. That's one thing. We also find by the Nisayin of that Keda.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the Nisayin of that Keda?
To take his
what
son.
Was the Nisayin of that Keda?
To go against his nature.
Against the steer.
The steer. The kind of the Farshim explained. You know what bothered Avraham Avinu more than anything else? What are the guys going to come and say, all my life I'm teaching chesed, 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 and here they see me take my son and kill him.
He kicked out the Ishmael also. It was against his nature.
This is the Nakuda. Avraham Avinu was chesed. For him to go and save light or not save light would be a shail of kiddush and ochel Hashem. Mela, I think the pshat is very posh over here. Huh? If you're running around doing chesed and here light, your own is caught. Go fight for him. Go fight for him. Where's your chesed, right? This is the pshat. Vayishma Avram, ki nishba achiv. Which halacha did he go? Which halacha did he go for? The answer was because he heard achiv. Kud of achiv. That's right. Once he heard that Achiv, yeah, that his brother was caught. You're sleepy, everybody's sleepy. Huh?
Chesed, no, so
I'm listening. I'm listening.
The Nakuda was the Achiv Shabbat. That was the Nakuda. When he heard Kinishba Achiv, the mail of his Chesed was to Mitzad himself to go and do it. And that's why he was even Moise Nefesh for it. He had to be Moise Nefesh on the Nakuda of Chesed because that was the whole point of his Torah and Avodah in this world. Huh? Same thing, the Brit Milah Pshat, it was a stira. The world would look and say, this is your chesed. This is your chesed. Where's your chesed? You take children, babies, and you cut them. Where's your chesed, right? It's immoral. It's immoral. The goyim, a lot of goyim say Brit Milah is immoral. Yeah. You cut a baby, boo, it's a... Huh?
Now they scientifically put that it's...
Good.
What is immoral?
Immoral means it's rot, it's bad. Okay, so this is the pshat over here, very fast. Again, Avraham Avinu what? Avraham Avinu understands, listen, my tafkid, my avoda is chesed. But why chesed? Avraham Avinu didn't do chesed because it says in the Torah chesed. Avraham Avinu did chesed because that was his tchuna.
Why did he do
chesed?
Huh? Why did he do chesed?
That was his tchuna. You see, I'll tell you the truth. I speak about this many times. The Stipler speaks about a lot, the Chazanish speaks a lot. A person's nature teaches him what his avoda is Hashem.
Yeah.
A person who's born, let's say, a kasai. Kas is a bad meter. What should he do with his kas? What should he do? Kanot. A person who has a bad meter or a good meter, for the same thing, that is because Hashem gives you that to show you what your avodas Hashem is supposed to be. So very good. You can be a tzaddik. What do you mean? Have to do chesed for people. Kanot. 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 Pinchas. Kas. Kano Kineti, Pinchas was Kas. So what do you think it is? What do you think it was? Got angry, no? Got angry. Huh? Yeah, Kanai, what do you think?
What is Kanai?
To use it for the Rishayim, no? You don't have Rishayim today?
Please.
No, the thing is, you're a tzaddik, that's what it is. You don't see any Rishayim, that's what it is. Let me tell you something. You're a big tzaddik, let me tell you something. Okay, so, you know what, let me answer. Can I answer you? I'll answer. There's a very big machloket, I know there's a very big machloket, between the Chazon Ish and also today the Poskim. What do I mean? The Chazon Ish held that 99.9% of the Russian Jews are Tinok Shemishba, they're not Russian. Famous Pesach, he brings it everywhere, brings it down. Chazon Ish is Pesach. What? But today everybody is Tinok Shemishba. People today are Tinok Shemishba. Which means that was not their fault that they're not religious. today the Poskim are starting to backtrack on that. Why? Because a lot of the Russian Jews were brought to yeshivot, and they were brought to Bat Knesiyot, and people worked with them. How many hundreds of boys were in this yeshiva? And they did hear about Hashem, and they were learning Torah. And then they went off. So you can tell them, you know, why are they coming to Shemesh? So they say the Poskim in Bnei Brak today don't believe that it's so true that it's Tinoch Shemesh. Today, everybody is able and hears about the Torah. In Russia, it was possible that a Jew never even heard of Yiddishkeit. Especially in white Russia, by the Ashkenazi Russian, the Jews never even heard that there's such a thing called a God. Today, that's not true. Everybody hears there's God, and everybody knows what Jews is.
That's not so sure.
What's the other sheet? The other sheet is, even though they know, but after so many years that it was stuffed into their head, it's impossible to change, and mainly they're Jewish. But it's a very big machlok. You know where it's still Gela Masa? Where it's still Gela Masa? Hatzalah is a very big problem.
Shabbat.
Very, very big problem. What's the problem? You're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat for a Jew. You're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat for a guy. Why? Because if you don't be Mechalel Shabbat for the guy, they're not going to do it for us. If a kid, tell a guy in the street, go, hey, Hatzalah, keep that cool. That's all right, you can go die. Try to go the next day to an emergency room. No doctor will take care of you. So Mishum Eva, because it will come out that Jews will be in Sakana, you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbat for a guy too. That's not Allah, Allah. The question is, what about for a Russian Jew who doesn't keep Torah mitzvah? That's what the problem is. That's what the problem is. You don't talk about Ashkenazi Russian Jews, like, you know, the Peres.
They never became, they never had it. All these old people,
not so
passionate.
The old people never had it. But the younger generation were brought to shuls, and they were brought to Knesset.
So what? Not all.
It's a big shaila. You'll be surprised. It's a big shaila. So I'll tell you, Bnei Brak, their posek, but they're not Tinoch Shenishba, you know, I'll go say them on Shabbat. So what happened? Listen, I don't want to get involved in halacha lemaisa because it's a very dangerous halacha. You should know that there was a posek that got up, very chashuv a posek, that got up in the stall of the yeshiva. They're not goyim either. They're not goyim, and they're not, I mean, they're Jews who don't keep mitzvah. He has halacha of a goy, but he doesn't have the halacha, you go be Michal Shabbos because he might not save you. That's not,
they're not also,
there's no Eva, there's no problem with Eva in such a case. Because he's not going to save you when you need it also. You can't start up with America. You're going to start tell Americans you don't save Americans. You're not going to be able to go into a hospital after that. So there was a posik that got up in Stalin. Stalin lived in yeshiva. They have the shiurim. They have a lot of different shiurim. Those who live in Barbak know. They have shiurim from different rabbanim. And he got up and he said these words. He said that the Tinoch Shenishba, and you should know, the people got up and started throwing chairs at him in the middle of the shiur.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I heard it from somebody. You know what I heard? I heard from the people who run the Chamas Yisrael.
What did he say?
You know the guy with the long beard? Yeah. The son-in-law, the guy with the long beard? He told me to
say. What happened?
The one with the long beard. Friedman's son-in-law.
Yeah.
The one that works by Avram Alevi, together with Avram Alevi, in the farm store.
Okay. Yeah. What happened?
He told me that they took chairs and they were throwing
him.
He said that Gennal Abim, that Hatzal is not allowed to go to save the Russian Jewish.
Hatzal,
the people at the shir itself started throwing chairs at him.
No, they
see them, they held you wrong. Tinoch Shenishba is not a terrorist. Believe me, there's plenty of Rishayim out there. Plenty of Rishayim out there. Okay, listen, getting back to Maisa. Okay, can we get back to Maisa? If they went to Yeshivot, yeah, and Achanami. A lot of them like that. Hey, Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand was a religious Jew. She went to Yeshiva Brook. She was a religious Jew as a child. Yes, and a Hanami. Hatzalah would not be able to save her on Shabbat. I'm just giving you an example of Russian because it's a big crowd that's still here. The American Jews that are not religious, we don't see them. They're in California. You know, we don't know that they're Jewish at all. You have to ask them how they passed in such a country. Okay, getting back to Maisa. I think the pshat is very posh. Ayishma Avram, you hear? Ayishma Avram. Ayishma Avram, you hear? One second. This is what I think the pshat over here is, you hear? Why is it important to say that he was Shochen Beiloni Mamre Amori, Achi Eshkol, Achi Aner, Behema Bali Brita. Why over here is it important to tell me also where Avram was? Who shachem beiloni mamre? Who cares? I'm saying, see, over there by the Brit, I understand why he tells me where Avram lived. Mamre, Eitzel, Mila, okay. Why are we here? Who shachem beiloni mamre? Hamari, achi eshkol, achi aner, behem bali Brit Avram. What, so Mamela, therefore he wasn't in Sakana? Or what do you want? I don't know what he wants here.
How long the journey was, what?
Maybe how far it was. I don't know what he wants. Behem bali Brit Avram. You have to tell me Behem bali Brit Avram over here.
Who's the
Behem
bali Brit Avram?
Huh?
Who's the
Behem? Behem, Honor, Eshkol, Mamre. Where do you cash? The passage says like this. Yaged Avram Ivri. Where was he? Where was Avram? He was in Eloni Mamre.
Shochen.
With bali Brit Avram. With his. I don't know. Does that anything to do with the story? I don't know. Well, man, it's a positive question. And then the positive says, "Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv." What happened?
Vayishma Avram. Only Avram heard, but the others they didn't hear. They didn't want to even move. Only he went because of his chesed, because of his midah. Only he went.
I think this is what's going on over here. I think there's a nekuda over here. What's the pshat? The bali bris Avram. The bali bris Avram. Their nekuda was to be miayitz Avram with his chesed. That's the nekuda. He was sitting beiloni mamre achi eshkol achi aner. They were bali bris Avram around him. They were already okay. So how was he mefarsim? How was he going to show to the rest of the world? That's Rabbi Yishma Avram Kinish Ba'achiv, that he had to go there to save. Also, that's the pshat. He was sitting beiloni mamre echel eshkel achiv hey bali bris Avram. They knew already. Yishma Avram Kinish Ba'achiv, and maybe he had to go there. He had to go out, and he went with the people. I think it has something to do. I'm not 100% sure. But I think it has something to do. Otherwise, well, who cares? Okay, bottom line, let's finish. I have to finish. I can't do anymore. I'm tired. Huh?
Ready to go to war. So why are we saying they're off
camera? No, he only had to tell him that he should know that he has to go to war.
Yeah, but he thank you very much.
He didn't know.
I'm not sure I understand your question. I didn't say it. All I said was that we don't need to know where Avram was living when Oleg told him. I mean, who cares? And more than that, you have to tell me that Avram lived by Oni Ashkenaz because they were bali brit Avram. What does that have to do with anything? Can you imagine coming to this? Did you speak to Pinchas that lives in the apartment building 2B because his uncle sold it to him? Is that how I talk to you?
Yeah.
What apartment? What apartment? 2E. I was close. Yeah, 2E. Okay. Now, how'd you get the apartment? How'd you get the apartment?
Through 2B.
Oh, that's good. So, Yosef, please, could you speak to Pinchas that lives in 2B and got it from the government, the apartment? And who Yosheb, Belone, Mamre, Eshko, Oner, Mamre, Bali Bris Avram, what I don't know, the whole problem. Unbelievable question, huh? I think it has to do with this Nakuda. He was living by Oner Eshko Mamre. Oner Eshko Mamre, there was no problem. Bain Bali Brit Avram. The thing was, what about to go out to show the world? That's Pshat Yishma, Avram, Kidishma, Alchid. Now is another chance for Kiddush Hashem. Now is another chance to show I go out to do chesed. I go out to put myself in sakana for a brother. Doesn't mean ach, literally ach. It means ach. Ach, for achva, for brotherly love, for love. Ba'ava, benadu l'chaveiro. That's the Pshat Yishma, Avram, Kidishma, Alchid. Oh, let's go. Now it's time to show the world what one person does chesed for another person, even for sakana profession. I think that's the pshat. What? No, we spoke that it's not against Allah.
Kiddush Hashem.
So we spoke that it was Kiddush Hashem. It wasn't so much the actual Pidyon Shvuyim, but it was the Kiddush Hashem of showing chesed to Allah. Avram stood for chesed, and he's trying to show chesed. And they were trying to bother Avram. He went out, Ma'ishma, huh? It's not Heter, it becomes Kiddush Hashem. It's a different thing now.
Sure.
Yeah, Sani, I told you, even for Shulam. This Rabbi Isai is the Pshat, in the Oneshkor Mamre, and in the whole Pasha. Look, Mitz Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow. What time? 12:30, no?
Yeah, 45.
12:45. Huh? What is Kinui? Where is it? Oh, Kanai. Kanai means he was a...
Guy, is he something wrong?
Zeal. I'll give you the paper.
Zealous.
You can make copies.
Where's the zealous? First.